All right, well, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, is the partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee who supports the Right Side Way monologue daily. He's your sponsor. He's been practicing for 30 years, and I will tell you more about Stan McDonald here in just a few minutes. All right, I'm going to talk right now about not just governor races, but about what we want as a governor. And I'm going to use a phrase that I've used before, and I want you guys to hear it, and I want you to burn it into your minds, all right? Because yesterday a story broke on various news outlets around the state of Alabama that U.S. Senator and former NCAA football coach Tommy Tuberville is running for governor. The sources sound credible. Tuberville himself says he's still praying it through. I believe that he's going to run. I also believe that Alabama is long overdue, y'all, for a governor who inspires, who leads, who motivates, who speaks out, who will kickstart the next level of our potential and not just sit in the office for a few years. Somebody who has a conservative street cred already and a willingness to buck the system, fight the deep state, govern like a true statesman. In short, what we need, in my opinion, is somebody to rally around, somebody we can be proud of, somebody who gets us, somebody who works for us, somebody who doesn't just show up at the ribbon cutting. And I'll be honest with you, I think we deserve that. We need that as a state and as a nation. All right? And I got a name for that kind of candidate. This is what I'm saying. I want you to burn it into your mind. I coined it several years ago during the 2012 presidential cycle. I met with former Texas Governor Rick Perry when he was running for president that year. I told him I wanted a God-fearing gunslinger in the executive office. A God-fearing gunslinger. That's what we're looking for. Somebody who is not faint of heart. Somebody who can care about people and direct traffic with the authority of their position all at the same time. Somebody who operates decisively while also listening to wise and carefully selected counsel. Someone who's actually hard to outthink because they've already studied the issues themselves deeply, but they'll still hear advice from others. Somebody who will admit mistakes and tell you what it will take to ensure they never happen again. We haven't had that in the governor's office in far too long. Far, far too long. That's right, a God-fearing gunslinger for governor. And I don't think it's too much to ask. I mean, bring me a Wyatt Earp who wants to run for governor. I'm for it. Bring me a God-fearing gunslinger to serve as the chief executive of this state, and I'll get behind that all day long. And I do not mean, by the way, just right here in Sweet Home, Alabama. See, right now, as I speak, there are 36 governor's offices around the nation that are all looking at being up for election in 2026. This could actually be the sea change that conservatives have been looking for. Already, we have conservatives like Senator Marsha Blackburn running for governor in Tennessee, Representative Andy Biggs in Arizona, Representative Byron Donalds in Florida, former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy in Ohio, and maybe Representative Elise Stefanik running for governor of New York. And that's just a few of them. There are multiple conservatives right now stepping into the fray, and we need them to. We need them to. You know, and I recognize, too, that God has given me this platform. It's an honor I do not take lightly. And I also recognize He has given me a particular set of experiences. Me, personally, I've got experiences honed by a long career of service in things like leading troops, serving on the front lines of a war zone, practicing law, in counseling and ministry, and also as an elected state lawmaker. Those experiences are not for nothing, if you know what I mean. So as I considered my time with you today, and as the usual preparations for this monologue were underway, I found myself revisiting the past several years, rethinking the means by which our current governor responded to different events, or for that matter, didn't respond, and a list of what I would like to see in a governor coming up began to fully gel in my mind. You see, our state and our nation, over the past 3 years, we have been through a hellacious time. We've had the pandemic, we've had government overreach that shut down our schools, our economy, our lives. We had the Biden social agenda that put DEI and critical race theory into every government office and the halls of academia. We had 40-year inflation highs, we had 40-year military recruiting lows. At the state level, we saw an increase in our gas taxes, and the bulk of all COVID relief dollars that came to this state went to just feed the state government while the private sector languished. How many times, by the way, in all of that, how many times did you hear our current governor speak out or lead in a meaningful way during any of it? So, what do I want to hear from a governor in a crisis management situation? What do I want to see in the day-to-day functions of a state's chief executive? What kind of character and behavior and principles and faith do I want to see in a God-fearing gunslinger from my state or any state? How should I feel, by the way, after I've heard that person speak to the matters at hand? Well, here I'm going to give you sort of a rundown of what I'd like to see. You see, in a crisis, I'd like a leader who will stand up quickly in the presence of the people they were elected to lead, and to start off saying with steely-eyed confidence to the people of the state, we will get through this. We will be here tomorrow. I want a leader who will say things like, I don't know it all, but there's people in my administration who do, but if they don't, I'll find those that can join the team. I want the kind of governor who would not long suffer any fool who had let turf wars or complacency impede our state's progress. I want a governor who at least once a week would meet with the press and answer questions candidly and direct their attention to the good, the bad, and the ugly, because it's not about appearances or poll numbers. It's about transparency. I want a governor, the kind of governor who would make known that, quote, following the science is only one aspect of decision-making in crisis management, and that they would always consider things like culture, faith, liberty, and law playing into every option on the table. I want the kind of governor that would make clear that government is not the end-all, be-all, and call for, incentivize, and galvanize support and cooperation of the private sector to bring its own resources and capabilities into the walls of government. I want the kind of governor, by the way, that would refuse to allow politics to play into decisions that affect things like life, limb, or property. Politics would not be a part of any discussion or decisions that affect education and economy. See, that kind of governor would openly say they did not get elected to get reelected and that doing right ain't hard. The kind of governor I'm talking about would mandate that government hiring would freeze and that no expansion of government would ever be tolerated while the private sector is struggling. That kind of governor that I'm talking about, that God-fearing gunslinger, would direct that things like tax cuts, sales tax holidays, hiring and retention incentives for small businesses would be the hallmarks of their administration's efforts to grow the economy, not just to grow government. The kind of governor that I'm talking about, by the way, a God-fearing gunslinger, would make known that a violation of civil liberties would never be tolerated and would make the preservation of our individual and corporate rights a high priority. The kind of governor that I'm talking about would be one who walks in their faith, but would not shy from a fight. You won't hear religious platitudes from this person. Instead, you'll hear and see and watch as a person of faith actually lives out their example of a believer. And by the way, is not afraid to say so. Knowing that if they stand for everything, they stand for nothing. That kind of governor would make clear that they were not elected to be a poll taker or to waver in the winds of fads and fashions. They would be a rock of consistency, where principles and faith are their actual guide. And by the way, the kind of governor that I'm talking about, that God-fearing gunslinger, is also approachable. That kind of governor would walk among the people, eat at their restaurants, frequent their parks, visit their churches, hug their necks, shake their hands, and if necessary, go visit them at the hospital. It is not enough just to speak confidently. A good leader must walk out under fire and exude confidence to those they lead. Over the years, y'all, I've watched folks who've exhibited these traits. I have served with leaders who inspired me in both military and civilian roles. And none of the traits that I've just cited are imaginary. They're real. And when people are in crisis or just need someone to follow, those kind of qualities I just cited are the kind of things we're looking for. So what do I want for a governor from my state, for any state? What does a God-fearing gunslinger look like? Well, I want a leader who can and will do all of the things I just described, who would look back on the last few years and tell me honestly, literally tell me honestly, that our current governor did not meet those standards and they will do it differently. I don't see any problem with saying that. You show me a governor who will do all those things, and I will be their champion. I'll donate funds, knock on doors, and extol their virtues. So here's my question for you. Is there a God-fearing gunslinger in our future? God Almighty, I hope so. Because we need him for such a time as this. In our state. In every state. God-fearing gunslinger for governor. That's a wrap for the Right Side.